It will appeal. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The Justice Department says it will fight a federal judge's decision blocking the lifting of COVID restrictions that allows border agents to deport migrants due to pandemic restrictions.
The DOJ explaining in a statement, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has determined in its expert opinion that continued reliance on this authority is no longer warranted in light of the current public health circumstances, adding that decision was a lawful exercise of CDC's authority. More than 20 states suing to prevent the CDC from ending the policy.
Fox's Christian Goodwin. Authorities in the small northern Michigan town of Gaylord say at least one person has died and nearly two dozen others are hurt after a rare tornado tore through the town. The twister ripped off roofs, turned vehicles upside down, and caused other damage. For the 11th day in a row, gas prices at a new high.
The national average gas price today, you're looking at an average of $4.59 per gallon. That is up over 10 cents from a week ago and nearly 50 cents from just a month ago.
Fox's Madison Allworth in Hoboken, New Jersey. AAA says gas prices are about $1.50 more per gallon than they were at this time last year. The Archbishop of San Francisco is barring House Speaker Nancy Pelosi from receiving communion over her support of abortion rights.
The Archbishop says the California Congresswoman failed to comply with his proposals in a letter last month to either publicly repudiate her position or refrain from referring to her Catholic faith in public and receiving communion. Pope Francis has urged bishops to be pastors, not politicians. Pelosi calls herself a devout Catholic and has said she believes God has given us a free will to honor our responsibilities.
Fox's Lisa Brady. A Boeing spacecraft has successfully docked with the International Space Station during an unmanned test flight. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Another apparent case of a child being left inside a hot car, this time in Tennessee.
Police in Memphis say a one-year-old child was found dead inside a hot car in the parking lot of a daycare. The vehicle belongs to the daycare center and was used to transport the child from home to the center called Education is the Key Children's Center. The facility cares for more than 100 children. The employee who drove the vehicle and transported the child worked a full day after the morning route and discovered the child later in the day inside the vehicle. Memphis temperatures Thursday reached higher than 90 degrees. Charges have yet to be filed. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Scientists who have monitored numerous outbreaks of monkeypox in Africa say they are baffled by the disease's recent spread in Europe and North America. Cases of the disease haven't previously been seen among people with no links to Central and West Africa. But in the past week, Britain, Spain, Portugal, Italy, the United States, Sweden, and Canada have all reported infections, mostly in young men who hadn't traveled to Africa. British health officials are exploring whether the disease is being sexually transmitted. A Japanese man in trouble with the law for gambling away COVID funds that weren't meant for him.
Sho Taguchi admitted to spending most of the 46.3 million yen, that's about 360,000 U.S. dollars, on gambling. The funds were supposed to be distributed to the town's 463 low-income households, but instead it all went to Taguchi. Police say he refused to return the taxpayer money when he was asked. Town officials are separately investigating how the transfer went through unnoticed, a mistake that has triggered a wave of criticism from residents.
Fox's Gianna Gelosi. Hyundai officials say the company will spend $5.5 billion on an electric vehicle plant near Savannah, Georgia, and that it says will employ thousands. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.